So I'm here with Connor Schweitzer. He's a catcher for the Lower Columbia Red Devils. And Connor, the first question I want to ask you is really kind of your approach to the game. You're a catcher, and so catchers are known to be a little bit different than some of the other positions. They have to be both leaders, but at the same time, they also have to be kind of the macho guy who takes the hits all the time. So for you, how do you approach a game, and how do you mentally prepare for it?
Mentally preparing, you know, I like to come to the field a little earlier and swing out the tee and kind of get your mind set for what's about to come, because you know you kind of have the hardest job on the field. Like, a lot of people think just catching the ball is easy, but there's a lot more that goes into it. So you know, mentally you have to focus up so you're ready for everything and you can pay attention to what's happening out in the field.
Yeah. And so one of the things with a catcher, I mean, you do get to see the whole field. I mean, not only do you call the game from behind the plate, but also you kind of see where the guys are positioned, move them around.
Yeah.
For you, you know, how much extra work does that take as a catcher to really know your teammates well enough to know where to move them, how to help out, and how to kind of direct the troops?
You know, luckily, Coach Smith is pretty good at that. He kind of has the whole play in his palm. You know, he knows what's going to happen, but you know, just when a situation comes up, like a bunting situation, I'll make sure and remind, you know, first baseman and third baseman, hey, be looking here, ready for a bunt. And that's about it. And then they'll come in a little bit.
So growing up, what has been the one area of your game that you've had to work on the hardest to really try and develop?
Hitting, for sure. Catching's defense has kind of always been the easiest part of my game. And that's definitely what it was in high school. But hitting is definitely the biggest part of my game that has been the hardest to develop.
And then also kind of going through your career, is there a coach or someone who's really kind of been pushing you and inspiring you to be your best?
Definitely. My high school coach, the coach that I had for 4 years, was a great guy named Johnny Graham. he definitely pushed everybody to be best they could, both baseball-wise and, you know, off the field, in school, with your home, family, friends, everything. Yeah.
And then for you also, is there maybe a major league player that you've looked at and said, you know, I kind of want to be like that. I want to kind of play that style of play.
Yeah. Of course, you got to go with Yadier Molina. He's the top dog catcher in the MLB. Weeters is another guy I look up to. He plays the game incredibly high level. Mm-hmm. So I look up to him as well.
And we also know baseball is really a game of routine, but also superstitions. Do you have any superstitions or routines that you kind of follow on a regular basis?
You know, I don't really have any superstitions. I've kind of been raised in a faith-based family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I believe in God and Jesus, and whatever's going to happen is mm-hmm. going to happen. So I leave it all up to him.
And then, you know, being a player of faith, you know, how has that impacted you as a player? How has that kind of directed your mentality?
It makes the game easier. It helps you not get caught up in failure, because mm-hmm. baseball is a game of failure, right? So it helps you to kind of take a step back and realize what you're playing for. Mm-hmm. Realize that the game that you're playing right now is such a small aspect of the grand scheme of things. So that helps a lot.
That's awesome. And so, you know, back in high school, your team actually did well in state. Didn't win, but you guys had a second, a third, and a fourth place. What was it like going through that experience of, you know, being there, fighting for a championship, and just kind of, you know, enjoying that time?
Well, like you said, just fighting, just having the opportunity to fight for a championship, to know that you've worked that hard to get to that point is a great feeling, you know. And we're always taught process over outcome, you know. And during those years where we didn't quite get the outcome we wanted, the process to get there was still incredible.
Awesome. And then, you know, looking at kids who are coming up, and you know, you're here at the college level. Mm-hmm. What advice do you give to younger players that want to achieve kind of the same things you've gotten to?
Definitely, don't base anything off what you did in high school. Once you get here, it's a new game. But remember how good you are.
Okay.
There's a reason why you're here. So
awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.